Well, it is time to take you on another trip down memory lane to when I first went to Ocala to Camp HRN for training as a production coordinator for the Horse Radio Network. I was going to learn to produce Horses in the Morning live, my first ever live production. I was going to get to meet horses and do a carriage ride and learn to clean up pony things and just have a good time. And I was really, really excited. Well, what was crazy is I was heading towards Ocala at the same time that there was a storm brewing. And I'll let you just listen to decide whether I mean that literally or figuratively. But for now, I'm excited to have you come along with me. Let's all jump in our DeLoreans this time and go back to September 2017 when I was heading to Ocala for the Horse Radio Network. Hey guys, it is Jemmy, and I am in my car recording because I'm on my way to Ocala and I couldn't be more excited about it. I can't tell you the exact reason why, but just know that the announcement for the reason why is coming in the next day or two, and it's huge. It's one of the biggest milestones a girl could hope for in her podcasting life. So I'm very excited about that. So details coming soon, but it's not because of Hurricane Irma. I'm going to be the only idiot driving south towards the hurricane on Friday to head back in town to be with my little baby boy, Jordan. So yeah, that'll be me on a lonely highway headed south through Florida on Friday. But anyways, there is something I can tell you about, which is that I have been asked by Dave Lee. If you heard my last episode of Curve the Cube, then know this bit, but I was asked by Dave Lee, the co-founder of International Podcast Day, to be part of his 30-hour broadcast, live broadcast, on September 30th, which is, coincidentally enough, International Podcast Day. And so I've been asked to host a whole hour. It is a huge honor because I'll be in the company of, you know, John Lee Dumas and Gary Leland and Dave Lee himself and so many other wonderful people in the world of podcasting. So it's really a huge honor that he asked me to do that. So thank you so much to Dave Lee for that. And I'm really excited about it. So I'm going to be talking about the growing podcasting scene here in Florida, both independent podcasters who, if you have an independent podcast in Florida, please go to floridapodcastdirectory.com and submit it. I'm going to be talking about the Messengers documentary, which is a phenomenal documentary made by my friend Chris Kremitzos, and my friend Neil Giarte directed it. And a whole bunch of other friends of mine are in it, including Glenn the Geek and Katie Kremitzos and Jessica Kupferman. I mean, the list just goes on and on and on. So it's now available on iTunes and on Amazon. So if you haven't checked it out yet, guys, you got to check it out. So I'm going to be talking about that show, that documentary. I'm also going to be talking about, of course, my new network, the Florida Podcast Network, and everything that I have in store for it. But I'm really going to be talking about the, the independent podcast scene and how proud I am that people like Jared Easley and Chris Kremitzos have really contributed to growing it like gangbusters. So that's going to be huge, and I already have some awesome guests booked, guys. It's really exciting. So first up, we have Danny Pena of Gamertag Radio. He is a Podcasting Hall of Fame inductee. He was inducted, I believe, in 2016. I apologize, Danny, if that's not right. And I'm so proud of him. So he's from Miami, and so he's going to be on the show. I'm also going to have Glenn the Geek, the man behind the Horse Radio Network, a.k.a. my mentor, a.k.a. Glenn Ebert, a.k.a. Glenn Hebert. And he's the man to go to when you need to know how to build a solid network. And he's from Ocala in horse country in Central Florida. So I'm excited to have him on. It's a total honor. And there might be some other special guests that come on with him. So stay tuned for more announcements there. And let's see. Oh, also added to the roster. I'm really excited about this one because I haven't published this anywhere else yet as an announcement. But added to the roster is, drumroll please, Kevin Ralston of the KVJ Show. So if any of you know me well, you know that I've been a longtime fan of the KVJ Show. The KVJ Show is the number one radio show, at least in South Florida, perhaps all of Florida. I'm actually not 100% sure, but it's huge. And Kevin, who is at the helm of the show, he was one of the early pioneers of in radio broadcasting to see the promise and the potential of podcasting and to figure out not just how to repackage their show into a podcast, which they do, but then they also have this special recording they do every day after their show is off the air called the After the Show Podcast. And so there's extra audio that's strictly on the podcast, and they have really figured out how to do it right. And so I'm going to have him on, and I'm really excited to talk about the bridge between radio and where podcasting is going and his perspective on all of that. So tune in. I'll be giving more details as the date gets closer, but it's going to be September 30th at 10 a.m. That's my time slot, so be sure to pencil it into your calendars, people. You don't want to miss it. Thanks. This has been Jemmy. Thanks for tuning in. Bye. Good morning, folks. This is Jemmy up in Ocala, and I'm so excited to bring you another update on my fun time at the Horse Radio Network headquarters with Glenn and Jen of HRN. That rhymes, it's kind of funny. But man, I have had such an experience here so far, and it's just the very beginning of the official day two. And I have so much to tell you about. So first off, I have to tell you, I've completely fallen in love very deeply, very fondly. His name is Scooter, and he's a horse. And he's awesome. And he's Glenn's horse, and I went over to, anytime I go over to the fence to see him, he's just so sweet and kind to me, and he nuzzles up in my face, and I promise you, he was giving me kisses today, at least that's what I think. He lets me kiss his nose, and, you know, that's what matters, and he's just so sweet. And I got to meet Nigel, who's much bigger. He's Jen's horse, and he's a gentle giant. At least I am taking Glenn's word that he's gentle, but he's definitely a giant and he's awesome. And I'm actually going to be riding him later, which I am totally stoked and excited about. So I'm sure that's going to be an interesting update for later this afternoon. Let's see, what else? Oh, so, you know, Glenn broke the news to the auditors that I was joining the team, and man, are they a fun bunch. I mean, some of the things, okay, yeah, you know, right off the bat, you know, because he introduced me as a non-horse girl, so they said, you gotta get her on a horse, and then they started offering all kinds of things, whoever was local to me down south, to get me on a horse, to introduce me to sheath cleaning, which I will not spoil the surprise, go Google it, just make sure children are not in the room, and you'll find out what sheath cleaning is. Glenn gave me a mug and a hat, which kind of felt like it was official, guys. The picture's up on social media of me and my HRN mug and hat. And so, in case you don't know, I am HRN's new production coordinator, production assistant, whatever. Just gonna be getting to learn all the ins and outs. And, you know, the last couple days I've gotten to see how the sausage is made. I got to sit behind the scenes yesterday for their recording of Horses in the Morning, which was a really wild experience to witness in person. I got to sit with Jen as she sat at Studio B, as they call it, the producer's desk, and fielded the calls and got them extra info and all that stuff to Glenn and to Jamie, who's out in Phoenix recording. It was really, really cool to see, you know, that interaction. And they had a caller, someone who they had to call in from the UK, a guest caller. So that was interesting to watch how they coordinated that. You know, some things fell through the cracks, and then they picked up the slack and got everything back on track. And that rhymed again. I didn't mean that. Once again, I did not mean that. But what takes me back the most about being here in Ocala are the sounds. I mean, it's full on nature here, guys. I'm surrounded, and it's lovely, and the smells. The air is so sweet. If you have a chance to come up here, I highly recommend just coming up here and forcing yourself to do nothing. I repeat, force yourself to do nothing. It will be a couple of the best days of your life. You know, I was sitting in the chair with headphones on behind Jen, and I kept hearing this weird noise, and I took the headphones off to see if it was coming through the feed or not, and it wasn't. It was outside. I tapped Jen on the shoulder. I said, Jen, is that nature? And she started cracking up because, yes, it was nature. It was a frog. And I've heard frogs before, but this one sounded so close and so different that it was really cool. But anyways, so I also learned how to, you know, handle the final audio edits when they come back from Neil Gearte's company, Wild Style Media. Learned how to post all that stuff up to the sites and Jen and I had fun ganging up on Glenn and making fun of him every single chance we got. I mean, we were just two peas in a pod when it came to that, so it was a lot of fun. But yeah, it was just, it was interesting to see all the behind the scenes. And then it was cool. I got to actually be on the show yesterday morning. So if you go to the Horses in the Morning Facebook page and look up yesterday's show, I'm about 50 minutes into it. They invited me on and talked to me, and Jamie asked me all kinds of questions about horses that I knew none of the answers to. I mean, I did okay. I think I got partial credit on one of them, but we'll see if that really counts. I don't think so. But I did have to brush up on stuff. But yeah, so today I'll be riding Nigel. I'm really excited about it. I'm going to be on a horse, guys. Me, city girl on a horse. Anyways, there'll be more updates for you later. I love you all. Thanks for following my adventures in podcasting in Ocala. Hey guys, I never got to give you a final update on my time at HRNHQ before having to leave yesterday, so here goes. Alright, so I woke up early, around 4 a.m., to Glenn's Fred Flintstone typing in the next room as he was doing show prep for Horse in the Morning. So I joined him in there and got some work done for the fine folks, the juicy results, and then I snuck out in the morning to give Scooter more kisses, which he sweetfully, I don't know if that's a word, but he sweetfully obliged. I could nuzzle that guy all day long. He's just the cutest thing ever. And then I went and I produced my first live show ever. Guys, it was such a moment. It felt really cool, really good. I learned a lot about draft horses. I want a Shriner, so that's my wish list. Anybody go look them up. You'll see how beautiful they are and why. I want one so bad. But it went well. I didn't screw it up. So big yay for that. And then after the show, Glenn announced that it was horse time, which meant it was time to ride, and I was instantly giddy. I went out, I helped brush the horses, which Nigel apparently really enjoys. Oh my god. Okay, so that saying about being hung like a horse, it was created for a reason, okay? Holy smokes. So then I got to clean hooves and horseshoes for the first time. Two observations. Number one, horse legs are very heavy, and you have to get pretty close to their sheaths to get the job done. Number two, whatever is all clumped up in those things, like, really stinks. It's a mixture of dirt and old poop and God knows what else, and it hits you after about 5 seconds all of a sudden like a ton of bricks. So thank God that Glenn and Jen warned me, or I may have fallen over on the spot. Wow. Alright, then we hitched Scooter up to the carriage, and Jen saddled up on Nigel, and we went off for a ride around the block. I got a lot of great video that I hope to put up soon, but it doesn't do it justice. The ride was simply beautiful. And Glenn was even trusting enough to give me the reins at the end, which I thought was really nice. Then we went to their field, and Jen got me up on her horse, Nigel. Now, I'm serious. It wasn't graceful by any stretch of the imagination, but I got up on the first try, and that's what matters, people, okay? So I rode on him around the field a couple of times, even walking him over a pole. It felt so good up there, and I totally get why people love it. It was simply awesome. There just aren't really any words. And then we went back inside, checked the storm track, and just, you know, made the decision it was time for me to head home. Honestly, mostly because I didn't miss the quickly closing window to head back south, which I was worried about, you know, in case they reversed the southbound lanes on the turnpike and made them all northbound lanes. I didn't want to get stuck up in Ocala away from my baby. So I'm glad I was able to get up there for my training and then get back home to my Jordan before Irma hits. By the way, she is scheduled to hit us on Sunday, which is my birthday. So I wrote the following. Happy birthday to me. Happy birthday to me. Make a hard right turn, Irma, and head back to sea. But in all seriousness, if you're in Florida, guys, Irma is using us as a runway. So please pay attention to your local authorities. Take her seriously and either get down or hunker down safely if possible. I mean, get out or hunker down safely if possible. And if you're driving, please, please, please drive safely. I had a pickup truck lose control and flip over into the woods right in front of me. I pulled over, called 911, and ran to assess and assist. And thank God there were no children involved, and all four men were alert and able to walk out on their own, but it was terrifying. And two of them, they had head injuries, one also with like a 5-inch laceration on his head and bleeding from his ear. It was awful. So, you know, all we could do while we waited for the ambulance was to just gather under my umbrella and pray. So please be careful, people.
There's a picture of the truck flipped over on my social media for anybody who wants to go see it. But endless thanks to Glenn and Jen for inviting me into the HRN family with this opportunity, and to the HRN auditors for welcoming me into the tribe with offers of rides and sheath cleaning. Oh my gosh, it's going to be a wild adventure, so I am saddled up and ready to go. And as far as me and mine, we have the shutters up and are hunkering down. So thank you to everyone who's reached out with love and concern. I will be in touch as quickly as possible on the other side. Prayers to all. So yeah, there was totally a literal storm brewing, and Irma sent me packing unexpectedly early back to HRN, and I was there for Irma, which hit on my birthday, September 10th. So I literally spent my birthday, no power, no anything, in the middle of a hurricane. Hurricane Irma with my ex, who's my son's father, so it wasn't awkward at all. But you know what? You do what you gotta do when you're a single parent, making it happen. But anyway, so it was a really interesting time in my life, but that catapulted me to such great heights, and the future of working with Horse Radio Network was just so, has been so fantastic. I mean, I'm still doing it, and it's been awesome. And what's crazy is, so after Irma and all the power went out and everything, Glenn and Jen totally lost power, and their whole studio was down. So then Glenn, we got a wonderful message from one of his listeners, Mo, who out in Boca, which is near me. And she said, hey, I have power at my house. Why don't you use my house as a temporary HRN studio? So it was great. Glenn packed up HRN and drove down here. And I was able to drive over to Boca every day. And I mean, talk about jumping in feet first. I went up for training, and the next day I'm literally helping him patch a studio together remotely. It was crazy. And then handled the entire production for the whole week, because Jen had to take care of the horses and she had no power. So it was insane. So yeah, but it was great. And I am just so grateful to that time. And wow, what a great capsule for my podcasting history and career.